This time next week, polling booths will be ready to open and Australians will finally get their chance to cast their judgment on who should form the next federal government. And with the clock ticking down, the leaders are doing their best to cram in as much as they can before May 18. Today, both Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten are starting their day in Melbourne, where they have their eyes on a couple of marginal seats. Voters can expect to hear more about the economy and health. But the aged care sector says the leaders have missed an opportunity to help older Australians, declaring they've been forgotten. For more, I'm joined by political reporter Stephanie Boris. So just seven more days, Stephanie. What can we expect to see from the major parties over the final week?
Well, lots of visits to marginal electorates to convince voters that haven't yet made up their mind as to where those seats are. Expect more trips to WA, Queensland and Victoria. Of course, both of those leaders are in Melbourne today. Now, the Liberals today specifically are honing in on female voters with their announcements, including $75 million to help women get back in the workforce after taking time off to care for children or elderly parents. And that money will be used to fund training sessions to help women brush up on skills like interviewing, computer skills and the like. Also, a $70 million sports package specifically for netball, change room upgrades and money also for the 2032 Olympic Games bid. While Labor today announcing $60 million in extra funds for the ABC and SBS over the next 3 years.
And the big event for this weekend is the Liberal Party campaign launch. What do we know about it?
Of course, Nick, this will be held tomorrow in Melbourne. It's interesting to note that this is actually the first time the Liberal Party has held their launch in Melbourne since 1990. Since then, it's always been Sydney or Brisbane. And I think this really does show that the Liberal Party does have concerns about Victorian seats. Fresh in their minds, of course, would be the Victorian state election from last year, which can only be described as electoral humiliation. And the Federal Party, of course, doesn't want to see a repeat of this. So they're throwing a lot of time and money into securing and trying to pick up further seats across Melbourne. Now, as to the guest list, Nick, we know that former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull won't be there, and it will be interesting to see whether retiring ministers, those that have a high profile in the community, such as Julie Bishop and Christopher Pyne, whether they will or won't attend.
And Stephanie, as we mentioned earlier, the aged care sector says it's been forgotten in this election campaign, have they?
Well, it definitely hasn't been a focus this campaign. We've heard much more about the economy, health and, of course, childcare. Now, some announcements, of course, have been made, but the aged care sector says the leaders have failed to address critical issues and without further support, older Australians will miss out on the care they need. So as to what the sector is demanding, I spoke with leading Age Services Australia's CEO, Sean Rooney.
There is a funding crisis unfolding in residential aged care that sees around close to 50% of facilities currently being estimated to be operating at a loss. We have over 130,000 older Australians assessed as requiring care in their home, but unable to access that care either at all or at their assessed level of need because there's not enough funded home care packages. And we need to continue to invest in our workforce as we need to ensure that they are appropriately remunerated, adequately skilled and qualified, and that we put in place career and professional development opportunities for them.
You mentioned there the workforce. Labor, of course, has promised to increase the pay of a number of childcare workers if it wins the election. Do you think such an offer should also be on the table for aged care workers?
Absolutely. We certainly want to have more people working in our industry. The changing needs and expectations of the growing numbers of older Australians demands that. We want the people in our industry to be appropriately paid and appropriately qualified.
The home care waiting lists have been discussed on numerous occasions last year and this year. Where do we have to get to with that? What's the acceptable standard?
We have suggested that there should be a mandated maximum waiting time of 90 days. Currently, for those 130,000 older Australians on the national queue for home care, you could be waiting up to definitely over 12 months for care. And in some cases, we've had reports of over 2 years. And there is a very real human and financial cost for those older Australians that cannot get that care when and where they need it.
And that 90-day waiting day period, that hasn't been accepted by either Labor or Liberal?
We've yet to have a formal response. I mean, this is part of the issue, is that in the election campaigning, we really haven't had any substantial announcements with regards to a vision for meeting the needs of the growing numbers of older Australians from either of the major political parties.
How do you find that, the fact that you haven't had any clear indications or responses?
The issues of ageing and aged care are issues of national importance. It is a national priority that we make the aged care system better, and it is frustrating that we are not seeing the political will or the leadership from our two major parties.
Sean Rooney is the CEO of Leading Age Services Australia. He was speaking with our political reporter Stephanie Boris there.